we continue here this discourse of our Lord called the Missionary Discourse, the second of the great five discourses in St. Matthew's Gospel. And as with all the others, this is a collection of things that Jesus said. And all of these, as in this whole section, have to do one way or another with preaching the gospel. If we had time to analyze, we could probably break it up into maybe there's five or six different sayings here that have been put together from the tradition and by Matthew. What underlies them all is the love of Jesus Christ for every human being and his sense of urgency that everyone hear the message and the offer of salvation. How important that is. He's sending these people out. But as Vatican II has taught us, whenever the gospel is read at the Eucharistic liturgy, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. So this is Jesus talking to us today. And we'll look at as much of the details as we can, but we have to catch the love for us that he would gather us here this morning to hear this. And the love he has for everyone else whom he wants us to meet, touch, preach to. Sometimes the problem we have is the image in our mind. We've seen movies about St. Paul and St. John and St. And they're all marvelous. And these fellows in this culture literally went out on the streets and started preaching. And you can still do it. Street preaching is still a very important thing. I used to do it in Rome myself. And it's a marvelous gift. But under it all is this desire that people know the Father, know his plan of salvation, see him in Jesus, and come to know him and be transformed by the light and the power of the Holy Spirit. So, the first thing the text says to us is, I want you to be like me. See, no disciple is above his master. It's enough that he be like his teacher. I want you to be like me. And that's enough for you. Let my blessed Spirit so transform you that you're like me. And then you'll know what to do. You'll know how to preach. You'll know what to do. Now, we're in the section of this discourse. After the opening part, the Lord has been telling us, you're going to meet with opposition and you're going to suffer. And yesterday I mentioned this wonderful African cardinal who lives in a very Muslim-dominated country. And he's a very calm man, beloved by all the Christians, Catholics and others, and by many of the regular folk among the Muslims, but not, of course, by the leaders. And someone said to him, a friend of mine actually, said to him, why are you so calm? And he said, well, I've resigned myself to a violent death. And he just said it that way. And that, you know, I understand what's going on. And I've resigned myself. I think the Lord wants me to be killed for the sake of the gospel. So the Lord has already said to this man, don't be afraid of them. And he says to us, you see, don't be afraid. I am with you. I love you. Don't be afraid. You know, if you suffer, give it to me. I have need of it for so many people who are in darkness. And if you die, I have a place waiting for you in heaven. So don't be afraid. I am with you. I can tell you what to do. I can be with you and console you and strengthen you. I can be with you. Don't worry. Takes a lot of practice to do that, doesn't it? But we have to do that. We have to keep saying, Jesus, you told us this, so we're not going to be worried. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed. The whole truth will be known by the whole universe one day, my friends. Don't you worry about it. You don't have to go around uncovering every crook. Just preach the gospel. No secret that won't be known. What I tell you in the darkness, whether it be the darkness of pain and abandonment while you're struggling with your own life, or what I tell you in just secret, but you've learned it, tell the whole world. Speak it out in the light. Get up on the housetops. Let everybody know. Marvelous, isn't it? How much He wants to work in us, take over our lives. And then the part that this cardinal has heard so well, don't be afraid of those who kill the body but can't kill the soul. Be afraid of the one who can send both body and soul into Gehenna. That's scary. Then Matthew takes a line from somewhere else. So that we don't get washed away, you know. This is true. My goodness, don't deny Jesus. But then, are not two sparrows sold for a small coin, and not one of them falls to the ground without your Father knowing all about it? You know, I remember once I was working in the Holy Land, and I was working hard. And working in the charismatic renewal to bring with it such a blessing as the popes have told us over and over again. And it wasn't a vision. I just knew mentally in my mind, I could see one was like a big, tall, square building and one side just falling off. And I knew what side. I knew the people who were that side falling off. And I said to God the Father, don't you care? Look. Don't you see what's happening? Don't you care? And the Lord said to me, listen, I can renew the whole country of Israel without you. I don't need you for that. If I assign you, that's fine. But there's only one thing I can't do without you. And that's be in union with you. I can't do that without you. Let me do that. And then I can do what I want with you. I still remember that, huh? It's not beyond the Father's knowledge, the mess we're in. Teetering on the verge of a war over there in the Near East. And if it's in the Near East, it'll be in the whole world. That's frightening. Anybody going to fix it up? Well, I'll tell you who'll fix it up. 10 or 12 mystics who give their whole life to God right now. That's who'll fix it up. The ambassadors will do what they want, and the bombs will do what they want, but it's the saints who will change that. So don't worry about it. We have to hear our Lord say that, though, right? Otherwise, it's just another, I won't worry. Well, you will. It has to be deeper than that. And then the promise. Everybody who acknowledges me before others, I'll acknowledge him before my Father. Father, here's one of my friends. That's important, right? It's interesting. And then whoever denies me, I'll say, Father, he turned his back on me. We never want that to happen. That's why we pray. There's a woman who hears a lot from the Lord, and all that she's doing is well approved. In fact, her bishop just appointed one of his priests as full-time pastor to this movement of apostolate. And the bishop sends everything to Rome. She sends everything to Rome, so we don't have to worry about any of that. She said, this is what Jesus transmitted through her. Dear children, this is a volume of her stuff, and it's directions for apostles, lay apostles. I dedicate this little volume to my servants, those who seek to spread my message of love and salvation. Dearest souls, so bravely serving the kingdom, your reward will be great. Many of you have been pulled from sin and darkness yourselves and brought to the light. I welcomed your return as if you were my only child. I welcomed your return. I'm sorry. The place reserved for you in my heart felt complete when you came back to me. Truly and completely do I love you. Now, we must seek out others. You will find them everywhere. And this is why you are serving everywhere. The souls who are at risk of eternal separation from me are in each area of the worldly domain. Some are poor, some are wealthy. Some are looked down upon and some are highly respected. Some claim goodness and some do not hide their affinity with the enemy. Regardless, I want them all. And in this volume, I intend to instruct you on how to reclaim what is ours, the souls of our brothers and sisters. Can't you hear the same urgency and the same love as in the gospel? This is what our Lord is telling us to do. So pray, stay alert, and the Lord will show you how to talk to the person in the grocery store, the barber. Listen, and you'll feel this person is in danger. I must say something, do something. And Jesus is there with you. And you don't do it, as the Father assured me that day in Israel. He does it. But you have to be there. I have to be there to do that. It's a marvelous, marvelous privilege, isn't it? The Lord says, look, somebody pulled you out of the mess. Now turn around and pull somebody else out.